Hello and welcome to show 100 of Radio Class. That was Standing in the Way of Control, the album version by The Gossip. A very, very good track. And this is episode 100 of Radio Clash. Yes, we made the big 100, the big 100. How many zeros is that? No, 20. 2 divided by 0, 0. And we actually made it, yes. This is the unofficial birthday show, otherwise known as the 100th show, as that's what Kirk named it. But for various reasons, including wanting to podcast and do a normal show before we do another special show, it looks like the show that we'll do with Kirk, which will be the proper official, not down the market, dodgy Louis Vuitton the wrong way round type show, which is this one, will be recorded on the 9th and the 10th of December. So it's running about 2 weeks late, and it's not my fault, I hasten to add. So that will be the official birthday show, and it's going to have all of your messages and everything. So if you sent a few people have sent voicemails and emails, and also other people have contributed, because it's going to be a sort of star-packed show. That sounds dodgy. So don't worry. It's going to happen. It's just going to be probably show 101, which sounds a bit kind of room 101 for my liking. So, everything's fine. Sort of just been recovering from San Francisco and trying to get work and stuff like that. It's been very dry on work at the moment, freelancing. It's a shame because it's kind of all that expense going to San Francisco and then come back and there's just no work, which is not good. Especially as you've got the Christmas rush, and because now we're in December, there's a distinct possibility I'm not going to work till January because that's the way it works, and that's a bit depressing, and I'm going to stop that now. But the happier news, there is the Radio Clash Night number 2, which is either going to be called Hectic Eclectic 2, or it's going to be a Christmas Escape Pod, or both, really. I don't know. Depends what I do on the flyer when I do it. Is going to be a night with Eric Clapton of the Claptones headlining, Jeb from 50 Pound Note is flying over again, which is brilliant, doing another live set with more tunes this time, and I will be DJing, and even possibly a little return of the TBC pound system. If you remember from last year, on the My Live Journal blog and elsewhere, there was the Losing My Sledge collaboration with Jeb, and so we might do a live version of that. It depends how it goes. And we're definitely going on until 1 a.m. So it starts at 9 p.m. at the Arts Theatre Club, which is the same place as before, which is 50 Frith Street. I always get that wrong. Frith Street. And it's in Soho in London. It starts at 9 p.m. And we're going to at least go until 1 a.m., probably 3 a.m. It depends if people are around at 1 a.m. and want to partay. I'm going on to DJ then, so and possibly do some odd live thing, which would be funny. I might even bring some sleigh bells for that. So that's going to be good. You're all welcome to come along to that. It's as before, it's guest list, bloody licensing Westminster people. So you've got to contact me at radioclash@mutantpop.net, or comment on the blog at mutantpop.net/radioclash, or variety of contact media that are on the blog, and let me know how many people you can be bringing along, preferably their names, but you don't have to. You can just say plus whatever, and we're not going to hold you to it too much. We're not going to hold a gun to your head at the door, and that's not going to happen at all. It's just kind of, we have to sort of look like we're slightly organized for licensing. Anyone knows me, it's more the slightly end rather than the more with me. So that's coming up on December 13th. That's a Wednesday. So if you're doing Christmas drinkies with all of your people from work that you can't actually stand and about to shag on top of the photocopier or whatever people do at Christmas parties, you can come along later. And it's a private members club, so we can go to 1 a.m. or we can go to 3 a.m. It's not kind of a case of the venue telling us to shut down, or it wasn't the last time we did one. If you want to see pictures of that, go look on the blog for Hectic Eclectic. We went till 3, And there wasn't, so the place wasn't packed from 1 a.m. till 3, but we still went on, so it was brilliant. So they're a great venue, and you can bring your Christmas drinky friends down here, and we can hear some very good music from Mr. Kleptoon and from Jeb and me. This show is mostly just playing tracks I brought back from San Francisco or bought very or heard very recently. There's going to be a few mashups, so it's been very mashup orientated the last couple of shows because of Booty and various other things. So this show is going to be less on the mashups, more on the kind of the interesting new music but a few, at least one Christmas mashup. So even though it is Christmas, because coming, run away. As you might have tell, I'm not a big fan of Christmas, so that's why doing a Christmas version of Hectic Eclectic is kind of an interesting for me. I'll see how it goes. I've got some interesting tunes, especially one from this next person, which is our group, which is Sparks. I bought all of the they've re-released all the early Sparks albums, including Kimono My House, Indiscreet, and Propaganda. Yes, which I bought. This is a track I probably will play it. I've been planning to play it at Eclectic for a long time. And will do. It's Amateur Hour by Sparks, and I'll see you soon.
Fuck the police. ready for this shit, y'all trunk. Y'all ready to get in this crunk?
You got to get up right now. Turn the system upside down. It's supposed to be fed up by now.
The cool
system upside down.
Honestly, I'm against this government. I ain't got to cover it up, that's what I meant. Sick of paying bills and I'm sick of paying rent. Seem like I work all the time but don't know where the money went. And the funny shit is we supposed to like this shit, but all y'all politicians could bite this dick. It's a war going on, the ghetto is a cage. They only give you two choices, be a rebel or a slave.
So what you do?
So I rebel. Like an ulcer in the belly of the beast, staying true to it. Since my whole street days in the blue Buick, niggas been fighting so long, seem like I'm used to it. Not what y'all know about how the cool do it. Truth fluid, booth put the funk to it. Ain't nothing to it. This is for the G's all the way to the bay, from Frisco to Oakland, all over
you
LA.
Got to you got to get up right now. Turn the system upside down. It's supposed to be fed up by now.
This fella's pissed, yeah. Never been a snitch, tell her one pay stub from a homeless dish dweller. Yelling, fuck a Rockefeller, my shit bumping acapella. My lyrical quotes, I never smoked the bank teller. We can call it off, we all in off, Molotovs and grits. Mr. Bailiff, you can put that in the transcript. Fuck your motherfucking petty wagon van flips, I'm so it off. I prefer hand grits, quotas. You know we stronger than a 3-day notice. Pay or quit, there's more of us than the lies that your mayor spit. I'm on some, I hate the gamble of the player shit. It's you a have or you a have not. When you run out of bullets, grab rocks. Cause the prison don't slam locks. It don't open when your fam knocks, unless you rich and have stocks. Fight the power like a motherfucking Zulu. It's the coup plus the new member Tulu. So raise your hands in the air like you're born again, but make a fist for the struggle when you're born to win.
Right now, turn the system upside down. You're supposed to be fed up by now. Turn the system upside down.
When I hear the whoop, whoop, I be ducking them hoes. I can smell a pig coming, so I stay on my toes. On the low from Popo, so fuck the whole lease. Cause peace to me is loaded under my seat. And I know power respect that, so serve and protect that. I'm young, black, and just don't give a fuck, try me. Grilling you right back, you better drive by me. We the people army is known to get rowdy. And even if you a friend of the blue, you can get it too. Snitching is never forgettable. This hell we live in is never forgivable. It come down to DP in the coup. Remember Huey, Bobby Hutton, George, Fred, and them? Fuck the Popo. Local state fair to them. You better choose your side. Crip, blood, 415. It's one team. Get up and let's ride.
Get up right now. Turn the system upside down. You're supposed to be fed up by now. Turn the system upside down.
Get wake up. The rock drop. Wake up, America. Wake up. The rock drop. Wake up, America. Wake up. Even if you, too, have done nothing wrong.
Can't be blunt to anybody.
Seeking foreign policy advice from the rock drop. Even if you, too, have done nothing wrong. The rock drop. Rock group. You, too. Even if you, too, have done nothing wrong, are your records perfect? Now, understand I have nothing against you, too. Are your records perfect? The rock drop. Even if you, too, have done nothing wrong, are your records perfect? Can you disprove the lies? Can you prove that you are innocent when you are next to be falsely accused? Understand I have nothing against you, too. Wake up, America, wake up. You may not know this, but they try to call me at the White House every night during the concert.
Could be our lucky night. Get through to George.
White House.
Hello, is that the White House?
Yeah, can I help you?
Hi there, look, You may know, I call in a lot, and I'm always asking to speak to the president.
Hello?
you too can pay higher taxes. You too can see the U.S. get used to what where it was. And I say, forget this economic policy. You too deserve better. Waste right out your paycheck.
Could be a lucky night.
The rock crop.
I can appreciate how you feel.
evidence that a variety of different ways, so if you look at extinction rates or threat rates.
Is why birds fall down from the sky.
Sharp increase in wildlife die-offs over the last 10 years.
Do you hear the birds? Well, there used to be a lot more birds out here because we had the trees, I mean.
On the day that you decided to create
wildlife die-offs started appearing more often at the start of the 1990s, but now it is as if a floodgate.
That is why birds
keep falling on my head. My eyes will soon be turning red. Those
birds
are falling on my head. They keep falling.
Not the only species affected.
Here in Monteverde, we lost 40% of all the amphibians known from this area.
There are reasons for this global crash.
Birds were responding to climate change.
Logging companies, road builders, and others.
That's Mr. Fab with his great birds from the Dirt Backrack album. Then before that was from the Santastic 2 album, which has been released by, I think, run by DJ BC over in the States. It's yes, it's a Christmas mashup album, but it's very good. Very, very, very good. I will be bringing you more tracks close to Christmas because it seems a bit early, but it seemed to work quite well in the mix. Then before that was a track that Pete Juxtaposer sent me. It's the beat, Mirror in the Bathroom, drum and bass, which he's been playing quite often, and so I'm glad to actually have a copy. I love that greatly. Then before that was from the These Guys Are From England and Who Gives a Shit live CD, which I played bits of in one of the San Francisco shows, is Wake Up America Live, and that's to show you that RX wasn't the first to do the cut up of Bush thing. And I know you probably know that anyway, but that's the previous Bush, that's his father. I love how it sort of mixes up UB40 as well, which is like, what? And then before that, very, very good song from The Coup, called Get Up, with featuring Dead Prez. Both the two coup albums I got, which is Party Music and Pick a Bigger Weapon, are very political mostly, but very, very good. It's not like preach, 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 preach. They're very recommended. And then Amateur Hour by Sparks before that. I think next I'm going to play a track from the Pet Shop Boys, which Jeb, a £50 note, has sort of gave me. And sadly, because he's been busy doing all the music, he hasn't been podcasting, which is a shame because I really enjoyed the £50 note. Although he did put his live one up, which I haven't listened to yet because it never automatically goes onto my iPod. There's always been some problem with that. So I'm going to play this track, which is if you know the track Hit Music, this is a remake. This is a party song by the Pet Shop Boys, which is from the Numb 7-inch.
You couldn't do it in person. You had to text message break up. You fuck up. Oh my god, I want to throw up. You couldn't even spell break right. B-R-A-K-E? That's in your car, dummy. And I'm not gonna take this disgrace. I'll be like Mace in your face on MySpace. Just you wait until you read the shit on you I'm gonna blog about. You like text so much? How much you like it now?
You can't text message break up.
After 2 years?
You can't text message right now! You can't text message right now! You can't text message right now!
Get a clue! I'll go Alanis Morissette on you! I'm gonna blog and text and post and host. Podcast your bastard ass from coast to coast. My ex-BF is a cyberspace coward and he plays with his asshole in the shower. I'm gonna tell all my girlfriends how bad the sex was. I'm pissed like President Bush would be at a gay parade in Texas. I'm gonna spit and tell you shit. If you don't like it, you can lick my fucking clit. For once!
You can't text me!
Oh my god! Dog.
You
still owe me $1,200, step back. String up a stack. I want all my stuff back. Get a clue. No, let the clue stay lost. Just fuck you, Zach.
What a, I can't believe he did that. What a fucking douchebag. Why can't he figure it out?
What a loser. I mean, Jesus.
If you ever get a girl before, I will...
What?
Are you kidding me?
You're never going to get laid in this town again, you loser.
You're an ass.
Go fuck yourself, you piece of shit. I can't believe that crap. I'm going to send that guy a douchebag in the mail.
I'll use the same weapon against you, cause I can type too. XBF forever, tech. You're my XBF forever, tech.
Well, now the cats are rocking and he wants me an alright.
Alright!
Said on a Wednesday evening there's sure gonna be a fight.
Be a fight!
I see somebody's gonna get the hit
kicked in tonight!
Well, now the band is moving and everyone's shouting for more.
More!
I see there's gonna be a pool of blood on the
Say business, I mean business. It is called Pickle Your Knees.
Pickle your knees in honey, pickle your knees in peas. But if you want the sweetest knees in the business, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. Pickle your knees in cheese, pickle your knees, pickle your knees in cheese. Pickle your knees, pickle your knees, pickle your knees in cheese. A woman of 62 went and pickled her knees in glue. Then before my contemptuous eyes, dum-dum, she attempted to rise. Pickle your knees, pickle your knees, pickle your knees in cheese. Pickle your knees, pickle your knees, pickle your knees in cheese. Pickle your knees in honey, pickle your knees in peas. But if you want the sweetest knees in the business, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. Pickle your knees in cheese, pickle your knees, pickle your knees, pickle your knees in cheese. Pickle your knees, pickle your knees, pickle your knees in cheese. A major of 84, and that's the end of my song.
Hello, that was, of course, the incomparable Ivor Cutler with Pickle Your Knees. Before that was a new Who Boys track, which is Scarborough Clocks, which is very good. I was tempted to play their Firestarter 1, but I played that instead. Then before that was Isn't She Lovely by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. I've got a couple of those albums in San Francisco. They are actually a Bay Area band, and they always do very, very funny punk covers of classic tracks. And they also did a classic cover of Hello, but I love that. It's sort of like, you know, Stevie Wonder in his total cheesiness years being covered in a punk style-y. Then before that was the Rizzolos covering a Fleetwood Mac track. Yes, you heard right. That's Fleetwood Mac doing Somebody's Gonna Get Their Head Kicked In Tonight, which is when there were, was it Earl Vance and the Valiants, I think it was. It was kind of recorded under a pseudonym and written by Jeremy Spencer, who was a guitarist in the band, and was one of the ones who went mad at the time and disappeared, as you do if you're in Fleetwood Mac in that period. Which reminds me, I was thinking about, you know, people say about, oh, we lost Fleetwood Mac, they became American and very LA. Well, at the same time, we gained Sparks. So I think it's probably a fair trade. Then before that was, Kelly, otherwise known as Liam from the Liam Show, which you don't get in the UK, but I've been seeing it on the blogs, Text Message Breakup. And, oh my God, Shoes. Oh my God. The very good track called Shoes as well, which I'll play at some point. Very good video as well. I have to remember to link it on the blog. It's very, very funny. That's the first track I've ever bought on iTunes, and I immediately unprotected it. Immediately took off all the DRM with QT fair use. So, as you do. It's like, no, what do you mean I can't burn it or play it on my podcast? Fuck you. And then before that was Party Song by Pet Shop Boys. So I think we get more down-tempo selection. Jarvis has released a new album called, funny enough, Jarvis. It's very good. It's kind of more of a, more closer to, what's his face, Richard Hawley's type, because I think he's working on that album. More kind of country, sort of down-tempo type stuff. But some very twisted songs on there. I mean, Cunts Are Running the World is actually there at the end. It's like the last track is a 30-minute track, and it's right at the end. I was like, yes, it has to be on there. And as I say, very dark, songs about serial killers and fat children killing you. I'm going to play a track called Disney Time, which is about all those sort of Disney and children's things, which children's movies and programs that people watch, but how they're actually quite dark, really, and how people just hark back to that, however shit their life is. So I'll speak to you soon.
How come the cold adult movies, when the only thing they show,
many sleepless nights. I can't hide under dark drawn on lines. The circles underneath my eyes. Ooh, why me? Ooh, somebody tell me why. I go to parties and all I see are a room full of faces staring back at me. Tell me why. Why me? It paints a picture of a sad and long winter. Reflection in my coffee.
Fingertips wipe away my teardrops. A curse, you digging in my purse. So may you rock a hearse. This feeling's popular, cause people's kids need socks and shirts. And if you pull, you get whopped the worst. Hope to Hollywood endings without plot to first. Be happy all I did so far is drop a verse. See, I'm old school, like coke lines and LP covers. Learn how to hustle, then run when the heat hovers. Fist to my heart, warm embrace how I greet others. Cooking with no lights, make my fish burn like deep cover. Keep cover, cause I'm fenced to spray. I work from sun up to sundown and miss the day. You've been saying for months that you gon' fix my pain, while the hours of my life get pissed away. This is the place where I take my stand. Take my stick and draw a line in the sand. Show my hand, initiate the actions plan. I meet the rubber, I'ma sure meet my fucking demands. Here's the place where I take my stand. Take my stick and draw a line in the sand. Show my hand, initiate the actions plan. Now give me time for us all to give me back my claim. We'll be right back.
to get keyed and cold. When ecstasy pills don't stop SBC deals, we get all depressed like we need a rope. Pounding walls can't handle it. 10 days with the candles lit. When the fridge cheese green and the pocket cheese silver, ain't no hustle too scandalous. And I'm a champion at running my mouth, but I'll be camping if I'm kicked out the house. So here's my anthem, sing it to the music and shout. I forfeit the rap race to start the 12 round bout. I got your damn IOU in my hand, thinking of things I could do with 2 grand. But I'ma light it with a blick, then use it as a whip to burn your shit down, cause I'm through with you, man. Bless you. This is the place where I take my stand, take my stick and draw a line in the sand, show my hand, initiate the actions plan. I meet the rubber, I'ma sure meet my fucking demands. Here's the place where I take my stand, take my stick and draw a line in the sand, show my hand, initiate the actions plan. Now give me time for us all to give me back my plan.
No punks, no. Crawling but not crawling. Time to put my all in. Yeah. Mama, never raise no punks, no.
Son who was murdered. She has another son who's addicted to drugs and is in and out of jail. Her grandson, my cousin's man, came down with leukemia when he was 6. He was cured, but the medication left him learning disabled. It upset his mother so much that she started drinking.
The monster has escaped the roost, ravaging the countryside, killing, maiming, terrorizing.
My cousin Tony got jumped by one of the gangs in the neighborhood. They beat him up so bad they put him in the hospital. Tony said they beat him up until they knocked him unconscious. Then they hit him a couple more times in the mouth. That woke him up and he got away. He says it's just a blessing that he made it back home.
One doesn't easily forget here, Baron. An arm torn out by the roots. An arm torn out by the roots. An arm torn out by the roots.
Magic moments. Memories we've been sharing.
I started seeing shadows on the porch, on the back porch when I used to look out the window at night. And it would look like Ronald Reagan, and he was talking to my grandmother. And I was hearing voices, and the voices told me to run, get butt naked. I had did that before too, taking my clothes off.
You're the best mom in the whole world.
Who is my father?
My father's fellow named Toe Blip Blip.
He seen you when
you
was about two.
Now
he ain't seen
no
since.
What do you
think happened?
He probably did. I'll never forget the moment we kissed the night of the hayride. The way that we hugged to try to keep warm while taking the sleigh ride.
Any kind of way I wear something.
Put our feet in the water together. It's sober there.
Lloyd's mother died 2 years ago from drinking. His father is also an alcoholic.
Roy, believe it or not, I was your age once.
How did you react to when you heard that she died? On the very last day, I just thought my life wasn't going to live.
Time can't erase the memory of these magic moments filled with love.
A lot of kids we grew up with already from again.
When I was 9, I knew where drugs came from. When I was 10, I seen my first automatic weapon, a Glock 9, 2 clips.
I see all kinds of guns.
Living around here, you get shooting all the time.
Like Vietnam sometimes, you know. I remember one time I was on my auntie's house spending the night. We playing Super Nintendo. I hit this lady out. I heard you been looking for me, nigga. Then she just, woo, 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 woo. She let off about 8 shots. Then I heard the other gun fire off. And we were just still there playing now. Like nothing had happened.
What a dumb thing to do. I bet you wouldn't have done anything like this if Mom and Dad were here.
And then in Vietnam, some people came back crazy. I don't live in Vietnam, so what you think I'm going to be if I live in it and they just wouldn't visit it?
The Halloween hop when everyone came in funny disguises.
Magic moments filled with love.
Excellent. That was RIA with Magic Moments from the Dirt Bacharach album. It's all good. I keep saying big time at the moment. It really annoys the hell out of me. I keep saying big time, and it's really annoying me. But anyway, it's a really good album. I highly recommend it. I'll hopefully put a link on the blog if I remember. Then before that was from... I can't remember which one that was from. That's The Coup with The Stand, which is from Bigger Weapon, which is the more recent album than Party Music. Really, really good. Some really good tracks on there. I've played my favourite Mutiny before, and the one that's called, what's it, something like, Baby Let's Have a Baby Before Bush Do Something Crazy, which is a great track as well. And then before that was The Gossip, another track by The Gossip. I'm really digging The Gossip at the moment, even though someone pointed out that they are trying to sound like a DFA or Soulwax mix. They're trying to a live version of that, a bit like CSS, which I actually dig. I think that's quite cool. So it's weird. I almost played the Soulwax version of the remix of that song, which is weird. Soulwax covering someone that's trying to do a live version of them. Gets too complicated. That's a track called Dark Line, showing that they don't just do shouty stuff. I think I surprisingly agree with the enemy that she is very good. Is it Della? Drella? I can't remember her name. And then before that, and she's a lesbian, and by the way, Standing in the Way of Control is about gay marriage, if you didn't know. Before that was Disney Time by Jarvis Cocker, which, although I said it was about children's films, it's also about porn and censorship and children and all that sort of stuff. Very, very good. I'll probably play more of, I will definitely play more from the Jarvis album. So that's the end of Radio Clash. That sounds a bit final. That's the end of Radio Clash. No. There's going to be at least one more show, which will be the birthday show, which is going to be recorded in about a week's time, hopefully. And apologies to Scott, who I did say, do you want to do this show together? But actually, in the end, I decided I'd done so many different shows recently. I wanted to do a normal show. I wanted to play just my music, and I'm a selfish cunt, and that's just me. And anyway, all this stuff about numbers being special is a bit bollocks anyway. I think the second year birthday is more of a landmark for me. And that's going to be a fun show, the second birthday show. Hopefully you'll enjoy it. Loads of contributions for other people. I think it's going to be fun. So you find out more about Radio Clash at mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. You can comment, feedback, blah blah blah, usual stuff. There's other ways to comment, things like voicemail and stuff on the blog. The numbers are at the top right corner. I'm going to play out with two, sort of following on from the Disney time thing of where they sort of brought in the children's choir. I'm going to have two songs that are relating to that sort of spooky childrenness. First one is by Jeff Sconce, who is a sort of cut-up mashup artist that I first heard on Some Assembly Required, very good podcast, and he was very nice and sent me CDs, so I'll be playing the odd thing from him every once in a while. And it's a track called Mouse House, and then after it is a very strange cover by the Vienna Boys Choir. I won't give the game away, but I think you might enjoy it and be surprised I'm playing it. So I'll speak to you soon.
Do you remember the things Mary gave Mouse to eat? She gave him popcorn and cereal and something else. Do you remember what that something else was? It was vitamin pills. You know what they are? Maybe you have eaten vitamin pills yourself. They are little pills you swallow with water. Inside the pills are things to help children grow. Do you remember the mouse house that Tommy made? Mostly made out of screen wire, except for the door, which was a cocoa cage. There was something else inside the cage. Can you remember what that something else was? It was a trapeze. You probably have seen a trapeze.